Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
We all deal with personal struggles behind closed doors, like self-doubt, feeling like we're stuck or unsure of ourselves, or even that we're settling, and so much more. And we never talk about it because we sometimes feel alone in those hard times and that maybe nobody can relate. But on this podcast, I'll be encouraging some genuine dialogue about these issues and challenging you to take accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. I'm your host, Sensi, and this is the Secluded Thoughts Podcast. Now let's get into the episode. Hello and welcome to the very first video episode of the Secluded Thoughts Podcast. If you are a returning subscriber, welcome back and thank you so much for sticking with me for the past, 5 or 6 months. You know, it's a process. It's a process for both of us, but we're getting there. So before I jump into the episode, I just want to give two disclaimers. So number one, I just got my wisdom teeth taken out 2 or 3 days ago. And I mean, it's healing fine in case you care, but it's still kind of uncomfortable to talk. So if I sound funny or anything, that's why. And then the second disclaimer is that this is my very first time filming like video episodes. So I'm going to try my best to look into the lens and not the viewfinder or the iPad or my laptop where I'm recording. If I do, just, ignore it. Just ignore it and focus on the message. But let's jump into the episode. So I feel like the best topic to kick off episode one would be the fear of being seen. And I was going to talk about facing your fears in general, but then I feel like that's so overdone and everybody has probably heard about that. And I feel like I've even probably mentioned that in a few of my past episodes. So I was like, let me talk about something that I don't often hear people talking about, which is the fear of being seen. Now, what does that mean? For me, I have a serious fear of being seen. I am that Instagram creep that's always on the app, always scrolling, liking your pictures and whatever. I'm very much active, but I don't post. And in my episode on not letting social media define you in season one, I talked more about why I don't post. So I won't go into that in this episode. But honestly, it's a big step up for me to actually create a YouTube channel, knowing that I would rather just be in, my little hole, my little cave, minding my business, and nobody's in my business. I have my privacy and, I just have my peace. For me, that's like my comfort zone. But, for some reason, I just feel so compelled to grow the podcast so that I can reach more people. And this happens to be how I'm going to do it. So it's forcing me to come outside of my comfort zone, and I don't like it, but I know I have to do it. You know, I can't come on my podcast and then talk about things and say, oh yeah, you should do this and give you advice. And then I don't practice what I preach. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a hypocrite. You know, I'm learning, I'm growing, but for the most part, like I said, in the season finale, the one of the major things that I have realized is that I have to lead by example. So if I'm going to have a platform talking to you about certain things and giving you advice, I have to be doing it as well. So let's talk more about this fear of being seen. And before you get any further, please just leave a comment if you can relate. Because I feel like I don't really see people talking much about the fear of being seen. I see people talking about the fear of failure and like a bunch of other fears, but nobody talks about the fear of being seen. And it made me feel like I was alone. And that's why I felt like, you know, I had to make this video. But I know one other person who can relate to this. So I know I'm not completely alone, but if you can relate, just leave a comment, please. And just let me know that I'm not the only one. So let me explain what the fear of being seen means to me. So number one, and I have my notes on my iPad, so I'm not just winging it. I have my bullet points. But basically, the first thing about this fear for me is just feeling like I may have to give up my privacy. And I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to do that. I really value my privacy. And whether or not I have anything going on in my life, I just feel like it only concerns the people who are involved and nobody else. And so for me to like put myself out there on a platform and invite other people into my space, that's like so foreign to me. And I really don't want to do it. But for some reason, I still feel compelled to do it, which doesn't make any sense. But that's just one of the reasons why I have this irrational fear. Well, I mean, it's not irrational, but for the longest time before I actually sat down to make this video, it felt irrational because you couldn't convince me to do it, basically. You couldn't convince me to do it. So that's the thing. That's like one of the major things for me. I don't want to feel like I would ever have to give up my privacy, because if you look at some of these like major influencers and even celebrities, they can't necessarily do normal things anymore. Like, they can't go to, you know, a grocery store or something because people will pull out their camera and start recording them or just invade their privacy in different ways. And that's like one of the things that I just never want to experience. And, you know, not that I'm a celebrity or anything, but like, just the thought, full transparency. And let me just say this. One of the things I will always encourage on this podcast, on this platform, is full transparency. So full transparency for me being me, is like, I like people. Well, do I like people? I mean, it varies. But I have no problem with people like talking to me and stuff like that. But if I was somewhere minding my business and somebody like took a picture of me or something like that, like, that would make me feel very uncomfortable. So I literally thought about like the worst case scenarios of these type of things happening, and then feeling like I have to sacrifice my privacy, like if I'm with somebody's in my business, you know, like, that's just one of the things I just never want to experience. And I felt like that came with putting myself on a platform. So I just did not want to do that. And the second thing in this fear is three major things, really. The first is giving up my privacy. And the second thing is just being put on a pedestal that I did not ask to be put on. Because to be honest with y'all, I have literally felt like I have been placed on a pedestal my entire life. Like, by family, friends, by people I know, I feel like because I always had certain standards and expectations for myself, people just always expected me to be on top of everything. And it was very exhausting feeling like I always had to meet or exceed other people's expectations. Like, I had my off days like everybody else, and I always felt like I could never be open with anybody about my off days. You know, like when I was down or anything, I always felt like I could never show vulnerability. I could never talk to people about it. I could never say that I was struggling, because I felt like people just always expected me to have my shit together. And that's so tiring. And it's like, it's one thing to have that, have all of these expectations be placed on you by the people in your close circle or close proximity. But it's another thing when you scale your presence online and then you have to live up to all of these expectations from a bunch of people, especially people you don't know. Like, the biggest thing I hate when parents, specifically Karens sometimes, but I hate when parents say things like when they try to shame celebrities for making a certain type of song or content and say, oh, you can't do this because children are watching you. First of all, nobody else is responsible for raising your child, right? That's your job. You should not be crucifying people for what they choose to do with their lives on the internet because it doesn't abide by how you think people should live their lives or the type of things that you want your child to consume. That's nobody's business, you know? And I felt like I already had to deal with the pressure of being put on a pedestal and having to meet and exceed everybody's high expectations in my personal life. And I just could not branch out and do something online and then also have to like deal with that from a bunch of other people that I don't know. Like, I just did not want to do that. And I don't know, like, am I the only one? I cannot be the only one. But that's literally like where this fear is stemming from. And the last part about that whole fear of being seen for me is just being misunderstood. Like, I feel like we all have to deal with, you know, different types of adversity in life. Like, everybody's not going to like you. Everybody's not going to agree with you. People are not going to relate. And that's okay, right? That's fine. I am at the point where I am fine with somebody not liking me for me. You know, like, if you genuinely don't like me, don't care much for me or what I have to say, right? But it's basically because of who I am, genuinely, then I don't care, because I feel like you're just not for me, right? We don't need to have a friendship or any kind of relationship. That's fine with me. But I feel like I don't want to be misunderstood. And let's be real. With the cancel culture and all of this bullshit that's happening, it's like, if you say, and also, yes, I am one of those people who feel like people on social media now are just too sensitive. Don't get me wrong. You know, some things I felt like, you know, we needed to speak up against, but some things I just feel like people, it's just not that deep. It is just not that deep. And I feel like you cannot say anything now without offending somebody. Like, I could say the color of this iPad case is green, and somebody will be like, oh, well, you know, what shade of green is it? You know, you're not being inclusive to all colors of green. And I mean, I'm not saying I have any issues with inclusivity or anything like that. I don't. But I think you get the gist of what I'm trying to say. It's like, I feel like people, if you are on any type of platform and you have an audience, I feel like there is so much more caution we have to take nowadays in terms of what we say, because as soon as you say something, it doesn't even have to be wrong. As soon as you say something that somebody interprets as wrong or they disagree with, you're canceled. And I'm not necessarily afraid of being canceled, but I don't want to be misunderstood, you know? So like if I say this is green, I don't want somebody to assume I said it was green because I'm not being inclusive of all of the shades of green. Like I just said it was green. If you want to have a conversation about what shade of green, we can have that conversation. But like people nowadays, a lot of people are just ridiculous. Like it's beyond ridiculous. And it's so easy to get misunderstood in today's times. And my thing is, I feel like you will never see me going back and forth with anybody online trying to explain that I did not do something that they are saying that I did. Honestly, like if God forbid I ever have to be in a situation like that, I would rather just take Beyonce's approach and just let people talk and say whatever the hell they want and not comment on it, because I don't ever want to get into the habit of doing damage control. I said what I said and I didn't say what I didn't say, okay? And I'm not responsible for what you heard, for what you interpreted. That's none of my business. And it's just being misunderstood is something that can come with being on a platform. And that's like one of the things that fuels that fear for me. And I don't know, like that's pretty much the main three things that lead up to that fear of being seen. And I want you to leave a comment below because I don't want to believe that I am the only one, or me and my one other friend, I don't want to believe that the two of us are the only people with the fear of being seen. Like you want to say something, you might want to grow a platform, but you don't want to put yourself out there because of these reasons or other reasons. I mean, there's things like being criticized and all of that, but like I said, not everybody's going to like you. That's easier said than done, but I don't know, because I just thought that I would introduce season 2 with this topic because 1, it's on YouTube, 2, this is a fear of mine, being seen, but also because people always talk about these other fears, fear of failure, fear of this, fear of that. You log into YouTube and you see so many videos about it's not too late to start a YouTube channel, why now is the best time to start a YouTube channel, and this, that, and the third. And when you watch YouTubers, it's like, now granted, they didn't always start off that way, but they just seem so like into the flow of everything, like they have it down packs, like they have it mastered. And when I look at that, I'm just like, were you born this way? How does this come so natural to you? Because I cannot relate. You know, I feel like a camera presence is something you have to work towards. And, you know, if you're watching the video episode, you can see that my eyes move around between my three screens, but I'm trying my best to just look into the lens. But I feel like it's something obviously you develop as you continue to make videos. But at the same time, some people, it's like they love videography, they love cinematography, they love editing, they love creating content. So it's natural to them. Like they just naturally excel on YouTube. And then there's people like me where it's like, okay, well, I feel like I want to expand my podcast on this platform, but it's like uncharted territory. And I have to step outside of my comfort zone and pretend like I'm 100% okay with just being on camera and all of that. And I just feel like nobody talks about the fear of being seen. Nobody talks about how some people, I don't know if it's like an introvert thing, but some of us just genuinely like our peace. We like our privacy, you know, we don't like too much commotion going on around us. You know, we don't have, you know, all of this drama. We don't have, you know, too much excitement. Not to say that our lives are boring or dull, but, you know, we just maintain the peace, you know, we maintain our privacy and we put out what we want to put out on social media and then we keep the rest to ourselves. And that mitigates drama, you know, that mitigates unnecessary mess. And it's just so peaceful over here. Like, it's so peaceful. Granted, because I only post on Instagram maybe once a year, maybe on my birthday, sometimes people think I'm dead. I remember posting on my birthday this year and some people DM'd me and they were like, oh my God, are you okay? Have you been all right? Has everything been okay with you? Oh, wow, you're alive. I didn't know you were still alive. Some people genuinely DM'd me that. And I was like, y'all, there's life outside of social media. Now, granted, I do feel that way about some people, because some people I'm like, what are you doing? You know, what are you doing? I haven't seen you, you know, post in a minute. What are you doing? So I guess it's just that way with me. But I don't know. Some of us just like remaining in the shadows. Some of us are okay with just living a very low-key life. And it takes a lot from us to try to put ourselves out there on these different platforms. It just does not come natural to all of us. And I feel like nobody talks about that. Everybody's just like, yeah, start this, do this, do that. Put yourself out there. Go network. Go do this. Go do that. Some of us have to really like work up the courage to do that, work up the strength, work up the will. And nobody talks about that. I think I just discovered the concept of the fear of being seen like recently. And I didn't even see a lot of videos on that or a lot of content, because I don't know if majority of people don't experience it or if people just don't talk about it. But I was like, I need to talk about this, because even though I'm pushing through my fears to do this, this is not necessarily something that I'm comfortable with. This is something that I have to literally just say, fuck it. Like, let's just do the damn thing and then put it out there and see what happens and improve over time. But, you know, I definitely know it's something that I have to work at. But leave a comment and let me know if you have this fear as well, because it cannot just be me. Am I the only one who just does not necessarily want to open up my life to everybody online? Like, please leave a comment. Comfort me. Let me know that it's not just me. Please, I'm begging you. Like, that's why I created the podcast YouTube channel, so we can have discussions. So please just let me know that I am not alone. And if you cannot relate and you have tips, that would also be useful. But for the people who can relate, like, let me know, what has your experience with this been like? And like, is there anything that you want to do but you're nervous about doing it because you know it will require you to put yourself out there? Like, be honest with me. I'm being honest with y'all. Be honest with me. Like, how has it affected you? Let's start a conversation, because it cannot be me. It cannot just be me. So that is all I have for this episode. And like I said in the season finale, you know, this new season and, you know, all other seasons and episodes to come, it's not just going to be me talking about my experiences and then like giving you advice and stuff like that, because I don't have my shit together. I don't. And I don't even want to appear that I do. I just want to encourage like full transparency in the whole process of getting my shit together and getting your shit together. And I just feel like it would be more beneficial to both of us if I was also open about the things that I still struggle with versus just talking about things that I've already dealt with and I'm over and just giving you advice, and then you really don't get any insight. And I mean, you can probably relate to a lot of these things. Like, that's mainly how season one was structured. It's like, I literally picked out the most painful moments in my life and the lessons that I've learned. And then I framed it in a way where I was open about these things. And then I also gave advice and just insight into what I did to help me overcome that and get to this point. But I just want to take some pressure off of myself and not feel like I have to always like know what's going on or how to deal with things and blah, 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 because I don't, and I'm not a therapist. I cannot tell you how to like deal with the things in your life, how to fix your life. Like that's not my cup of tea, right? That's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm just trying to have dialogue around these things that we don't really talk about. And I'm just going to give myself some grace to also just, you know, speak on things, even though I don't have the answer yet, even though I don't have a solution. So that was just me being transparent in this episode of this new chapter and telling y'all that I am completely terrified of this whole new process of video recording and all of that and being on YouTube. But I'm doing it anyway because I feel like the purpose outweighs the fear. And if I can just inspire one person to just push past whatever the hell you're afraid of and just do something, then it's worth it for me. You know, I don't serve anybody, and especially not myself, by remaining quiet or just remaining in my shell. You know, like that's a very dull and boring life to live. And as easy as it is to remain comfortable, to me, that's settling. Like that's just settling. And if you want to know, in case you care, if you want to know one of the main drivers that really always pushes me to do more and be better is my extreme fear of settling. So if you want that to be another episode, I can talk about that, but I hadn't planned on it. Basically, my fear of settling is much larger than my fear of failure. I don't really view failure as an end-all be-all. I just look at it as redirection and like life telling me like, okay, this is not the way to go. This is tragic, but let me teach you something so you can do something better. That's just how I look at failure. So I don't even have a fear of failure. My fear is really settling. And if you follow me, whether it be on my personal Instagram or my podcast Instagram, you always see me posting stuff about doing things differently so that your life in the next 5 or 10 years is, you know, not the same as it is today. And the reason for that is because of my fear of settling. I would rather do something like this that I have no experience in and that absolutely terrifies me and fall on my face than for me to not try at all and just remain in the position that I am and wake up like 5, 10 years, even a year from now doing exactly what I'm doing. Like that's not worth it to me. That's not worth it to me. Like, what's the point if I'm just going to wake up every day and do the same routine and not live my life to the fullest, not travel like I want to, not live my rich auntie life like that I deserve? You know, that's not, for me, the opposite is more scary than doing the thing that would force me outside of my comfort zone and then possibly work and help me achieve those goals. Does that make sense? So, you know, like I said, I rambled a little bit, but honestly, that's what keeps me going. And I just plan on being a lot more transparent on the podcast about things that, not only things I've been through and can give you advice or a new perspective on, but also things that I'm struggling in the present day moment, because I know it's not just me. That's the whole reason I started this podcast. Because we don't talk about this shit. We go through things and we don't talk about it. We feel like nobody can relate. And then we just struggle in silence and then bounce back and, you know, go into that whole toxic cycle. I'm tired of that nonsense. So the podcast is to encourage the dialogue around these struggles that we have so that we can create a community that inspires us to take accountability and then get that life, whatever life it is you want, achieve that, start living that. And that comes with, you know, a shift in your mindset, and then just assessing your perspectives and taking accountability of your life. So that's all I have for the very first episode. If you like what you heard, and if you are looking forward to this community of these real discussions about different things, make sure you subscribe. If you have any suggestions for topics that you want me to talk about, feel free to leave a comment, and I can also, you know, incorporate that into the season. But yeah, thank you for listening, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you for listening to the Secluded Thoughts podcast. If you liked this episode, please show your support by leaving a 5-star rating and a review to help me reach more people. And also screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at secluded.thoughts. If you want to join in on the conversation, be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel at Secluded Thoughts and leave a comment on the episode. You can also see what I'm up to there and have a real insight into my life while I get my shit together. Thanks again for listening, and I will talk to you next week.